When the day before the war broke, came up from London, I left my job, they paid us up. I come down on the Saturday, and the war was declared on the Sunday. I was 1939, wasn't it? Yeah, and I started at Windsor Hospital in the January. And I stayed there until we moved. Then when they just closed it, and then we all went to Manor House in Aylesbury. And I stayed there till I retired.
Were you a, did you train as a nurse in London?
No,
No, so
I
you.
worked in a shop.
Yeah, so you sort of trained on the job
Yeah, we'd
here.
come down and matron used to take us and that for exams and things and that, but I liked it up there. I liked my job up in the hospital. I lived in a lot of the blokes were called up, and some of the mothers were either having babies or ill and that, and they were kids were brought into the hospital, and there was a girl, I can't remember what her name was. There was another girl looking after them, and I went to look after them. You had to get them up in the mornings and get them ready for school, those who went to school, and then come home at home, and we used to give them their meals and bath them and put them to bed. And I used to go home. Well, I done that until the kiddies were all discharged and the mothers were back home. And matron came and said, would I like to go and work on the wards? And I said, yeah, I don't think. Oh, well, yeah, so I'll give you a month's trial. So I said, yeah, all right. So I went and done a month's trial. And the month gone by, she didn't say nothing. And then one day she said, are you all right? And I said, well, you catch matron. I said, I'm beginning to wonder. I said, you told me you'd give me a month's trial. I said, on the wards, but I said, this is the month's gone, and you haven't. She said, did you like it? I said, yeah, I quite enjoyed it. And she said, well, Sister Copperwaite, she said, I was very pleased with you. Would you like to be permanent? So I said, yeah. So I went permanent for an act, and used to earn 19 shillings a week when I first went there.
Did that seem a lot to you,
Yeah,
or
well, it was then.
was it?
Yeah. Then after about a couple of years, well, it was a couple of years, or may not have been quite as much as that, she said I could living in because of. Now I was on the permanent staff, so I had to live in. And I went from there. And she took us for exams and all things like that. And then I went on the geriatric wards. Then I went on the maternity ward, helped with the babies. I did help deliver most of the youngsters what were in Winslow. They're at the bottom of gone now. There's one or two, Barbara Scott, she's still alive. I helped deliver, and a few of them, but some of them are gone or moved away. And I liked that. I delivered a little baby on my own. Dr. Rudd was here then. No, he wasn't. Dr. Leavenwell. You didn't know him, did you?
No, I've heard about
Oh, he
him.
was lovely.
Yes.
He looked, I was his favourite as well.